本来我想今刻嚟咧系照着你哋惯常嘅查经嘅聚会就参加查经。
Initially, I was planning to just to come this evening and to attend your regularly scheduled Bible study.
上一次嚟都系咁嘅样。
The last time I was here, it was the same.
咁而同时间我亦都知道大家读紧《使徒行传》，亦都有读紧《帖撒罗尼迦》嘅书信。
I know that the brothers and sisters in the various groups are studying the Book of Acts and also First Thessalonians.
所以都谂住咧，就系同大家一齐睇下《使徒行传》《帖撒罗尼迦》嘅书信。
So that was my intent, that I might be able to maybe just read through or study those particular books with brothers and sisters.
咁同埋同 William 傾咗一陣咧，咁我諗就將佢改變一下啦。
But after I had a little time to spend with my brother William, I spoke with him a little bit, I think I've made a change.
所以今晚我哋就轉另外一個地方嚟到交通。
So we're going to go in another direction in terms of our sharing this evening.
心裏面想同弟兄姊妹嚟到思想一卷嘅聖經。
In my heart, I would like to study a particular book with brothers and sisters.
这个都是我们很熟悉的。
A book that's very familiar to all of us.
请大家翻到去旧约的路德记。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Ruth.
旧约的路德记。
Ruth, recorded in the Old Testament.
这卷圣经是一卷很短的圣经。
This is a very short book.
但是一个相当吸引我们的一卷的圣经。
However, it is a book that captivates us very much.
我们先来到看路德记第一章。
Let's first turn to chapter 1.
我们读第一节至到第十八节。
We're going to read from verses 1 through verse 18.
我想我们一同读。
Let's read together. Let's read it out loud together.
路德记第一章一节至第十八节。
The Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18.
当时
施政的时候，各
中
遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和
两个儿子
往摩亚地去
敬拜
耶和华。
往摩亚地去敬拜耶和华。
往摩亚地去敬拜耶和华。
这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基尼。都是由大伯利恒的以法他人，他们到了摩押地就住在那里。后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫拿俄，在那里住了约有十年。马伦和基尼二人也死了。剩下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子，他就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他。于是他和两个儿妇起行，离开所住的地方，返回犹大地去。拿俄米对两个儿妇说：你们各人回娘家去吧。愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样。愿耶和华使你们在新夫家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭，说：不然我们必与你一同回本国去。拿俄米说：我女儿啊，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子作你们的丈夫吗？我女儿们啊，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫，即或说我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等着他们长大呢？你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们啊，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是受苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。两个儿妇又放声而哭，拿俄米与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。那俄米说：看啊，你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你的嫂子回去吧。路德说：不要催我回去，不跟从你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国， 你的神就是我的神，你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里。除非死能使你与我相连，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚与我。拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。我们再看第四章。
And then let's turn to chapter 4.
第四章十七节。
Verse 17.
直到末了。
To the end.
论舍的妇人说，
拿俄米得孩子了。And the neighbor women gave him a name saying, a son has been born to Naomi. So they named him Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. To Perez was born Hezron.And Hezron was born Ram, and to Ram Abinadab, and to Abinadab was born Nashon, and to Nashon Salmon, and to Salmon was born Boaz, and to Boaz Obed, and to Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse David. Let's then turn to Psalm 89. The 89th Psalm. Verses 3 and 4.
詩篇八十九篇第三、第四節。
Psalm 89, verses 3 and 4.
我與所揀選的人立了約，向我的仆人大衛起了誓。我要建立你的後裔直到永遠，要建立你的寶座直到萬代。
I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations.
二十七節。
And then verse 27.
我也要立他为长子，为世上最高的君王。
I also shall make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth.
或者话系世界系世上君王之首。
The highest, the mightiest of the kings of the earth.
我哋就暂时读咁多，我哋低头有啲祷告。
That's all of our reading for now. Let us come together, bow our heads in prayer.
父神，我们满心的感谢你，当我们来到你的面前。
Our Father God, we are so filled with thanksgiving as we come before your presence.
因为你给我们有这样的机会，在你儿子名下一同的聚集。
For you grant to us this opportunity to come to gather together in your Son's name.
又让我们能够从你的话里面再一次的来到被光照、被提醒。
And that once again we are able to be enlightened and to be reminded by your words.
我们深相信你乐意我们聚集到你的名下来。
We are certain that you ordained for us to gather together. And you desire to speak with us. We ask that we are so thankful for this heart of, thanks, of salvation that you've granted unto us. And once again, may we be given your grace this evening.And once again, we'll hear your words.
将我们心来到转向你。
And once again, turn our hearts to you.
愿你祝福晚上的时间。
May you bless this evening's time.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
这一卷的路德记是我们很熟悉的一卷书。
This passage of Ruth is a very familiar passage to us.
也是我们很多人很喜欢读的一卷书。
It's also a passage that many of us love to read.
因为它的确是一卷很温馨、很有爱的一本书。
Because it is filled with the story of love.
这卷书是一卷什么的书呢?
What type of book is this?
当然我们说这卷书是一本历史书。
Yes, it is a historical book.
它让我们看见以色列人的历史的当中一个片段的故事。
It tells us one specific story within the time frame of the history of the Israelites.
发生在史诗时代的一个故事。
A story that happens or takes place during the time of the judges.
它也让我们看见这个主角路德的一个历史。
It also tells us of the history of the main character here.Of Ruth.
也就是说这卷书是一卷非常之优美的一个田园的一篇的诗。
It is a very,
好靓的一首的诗。
A very beautiful, story.
有非常的文学的价值的。
And it has a lot of,it has a value, scholarship value.
当然这卷书也是让我看见一个爱情的书，一卷爱的书。
It is also a story of love.
因为在这卷书里面给我看到不是单单是波亚斯和路德的爱的关系。
Because not only does it reveal to us the love that exists between Boaz and Ruth.
这卷书的爱呢，讲到婆媳之间的爱。
This particular love story is a love story of a daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law.
我们同埋呢一个嘅路德同埋呢个俄尔巴嗰个爱嘅关系。
Naomi, the love that exists between her and Ruth and Orpah as well.
所以有啲人话咧，如果我哋想搞好我哋婆媳之间关系嘅话咧。
So some people say, if we want to make sure that our relationship with our in-laws is appropriate,
我哋就需要喺做奶奶嘅、做新抱都要好好地读到呢卷书。
Then it is very appropriate for mother-in-laws and also daughter-in-laws to be able to study this book well.
当然不是奶奶替这个新抱读，新抱替奶奶读。
No, it's not for the mother-in-law to ask that the daughter-in-law read this and ask her to read it well from her perspective, or the daughter-in-law to ask the mother-in-law to read it well from her perspective.
是自己读自己的一个部分。
But rather to take your own stand, who you are, and then read it from that particular perspective.
这卷书也都的而且是充满了神的恩典的书。
This book is really filled with the grace of God.
因为让我看见这卷书里面一个不配得着恩典的人竟然能够蒙受神的恩典。
We see that there is an individual here who is undeserving of the grace of God, yet comes to be enveloped with the grace of God.
这个路德本来不配来到神的面前竟然能够进到神的耶和华的会中。
This Ruth, she has nothing to do with God. She doesn't deserve the grace of God. Yet you see that she's in the midst of the grace of God. She is a Gentile. She has nothing to do with the Israelites. Yet she has become one in the household of God. So we are able to see the heart of God in the midst of the story. When we read Ruth, we actually see a picture or a story of ourselves. We are just like Ruth. Originally, we were Gentiles. We have nothing to do with God. But today, we are able not only to come before God, but we are able to come into the household of God. We are part of the kingdom of God. This has nothing to do with our own merits. But it is solely because the grace of God has showered upon us. And this is how we have been granted grace before God. Now, through this book, we see a fact.
神是就是神是使到人有盼望的神。
That God is a God who grants a promise to people.
你从这卷书开头同埋结尾，你睇见系一个相当唔相同嘅对比。
I'm sorry, God is a God who grants hope to people. We see that the reality changed completely 180 degrees from the beginning to the end of this book.
当你打开这卷书嘅时候，你觉得呢个冇人生冇咩盼望。
Because when you first open this book, you see an individual whose life seemingly is meaningless, has no hope whatsoever. Nothing is what you desired for it to be. In the beginning. Rather, it is filled with sorrow. But when we come to the end, you realize there is great hope that is placed before you. Now in our daily lives, in our lives throughout, there is filled with suffering. It seems that we travel along and all we come to is just a dead end. But ultimately we realize that when we come before God, we are filled with that hope. But when we see God, then we are filled with hope. We have entered from darkness into light. We were once hopeless, now are filled with hope. From suffering, we have been brought into a happiness. And this book gives us such a marvelous hope. But as we continue to study this book, not only does this book reveal to us about love, not only does it reveal to us about grace, not only does it give us hope, But it also reveals the heart desire of God. What is it that God is after today? We realize that there is a kingdom that's placed there. And God desires for that kingdom to be established. And so when we read this book and we come to the end, you see, realize that the genealogy that's recorded here is not the genealogy of Boaz. Well, of course, it's related to Boaz. But it's not so simple just to record the offsprings of Boaz in his marriage with Ruth. But rather, this is a genealogy of David. This is a genealogy that points out what God desires, which is the genealogy of a king. So that's why we are able to say, if this book does not exist, then we would not understand how it can transition from the age of the judges to the age of the kings. And Ruth is the critical bridge that links the age of the judges to 1 Samuel, which is the beginning of the age of the kings. We know that David is a king who is after God's heart. And God will reveal his own desire through this character of David. But how will this king, how will that kingship be brought about? Through God's arrangement, it is by this path, by the character of Ruth. When we go back, take a step back and look at the heart of God, we know that ultimately there is one singular purpose in God's heart. And that is for God to gain His kingdom here in His creation. So that's why when you read the Bible, you realize the topic of kingdom is a very important topic. In the Chinese translation, that particular word is translated or appears 162 times. Other than where it specifically points out in the Chinese characters, the character of kingdom, there is a related word of kingship or nation. So what is a nation? It has been explained to us that the word nation actually reveals to us God's authority. That the nation, the boundary of the nation, tells us of the scope of authority. Of course, nation encompasses authority and also the glory. And that's why we realize then that when the Lord taught His disciples to pray, one of the phrases was, "May thy kingdom come, thy will be done." For it tells us that all kingdom and authority is granted unto you. And when you come to Daniel, it tells us that the Son of God has gained this authority. It tells us in Daniel, it tells us that the Son of God has been granted the authority and the glory and the honor. So we realize that that's God's intent, for there to be a gain for Him, a kingdom. That this kingdom will be established based on His will. And to be manifested through His authority. And when His will and his authority is revealed, then he will reap the glory. For if within a nation or a kingdom there is no glory, then there is nothing that kingdom is able to establish or complete. And this kingdom will never be able to display whatever glory it should. But God, in His own heart and desire, desires for His own authority to be manifested here on earth. He desires that His will be established here on earth. When He created man, when He restored man, when He saved man, it is for that same singular purpose. That His will be established here on earth. So that His authority will reign throughout the earth. So that His authority will be manifested here on earth. So from eternity past to now, we see that God continued to hold fast to this particular desire. And when the angels fell, God created man His own image. And God desires to, for His glory to be revealed in this creation. And God desires for man to be obedient, and through that obedience, to be able to manifest that authority. In order for His will to be established. But unfortunately, because man fell into through temptation, he left the plan of God. So it seems that God, a man's failure and his fall has now brought down the plan of God. It seems then the authority of God will not have its outlet through man. But we thank our God that even though man can fail, yet it will not bring down, bring to failure God's plan. And so therefore God continues to search for individuals who will establish or who will submit under His authority. So that when that individual submits to His authority, he will be able to establish God's will. So as you continue to read through the historical timeline, you see that God continues to attain individuals. That He desires for His own kingdom to be established here on earth amongst men. We see God then choosing Abraham. God established a covenant with Abraham and says, I will establish a kingdom, a nation for you. And God established that kingdom through Abraham. So not only did God just choose Abraham as a singular individual, but He desires to gain a kingdom through an individual of Abraham. So that Abraham and all of his offspring can live under the authority of God. And so when God, when the Israelites went to Egypt, they were ultimately saved and rescued from Egypt. And through that, God established the fact that through a group of individuals, He has now established the priesthood. For they shall be individuals who will serve God. They will be a group of people who will manifest the authority of God. They will be a group of individuals through whom the will of God may be established. And God's authority and God's will is fully established and revealed through this group of people. But once again, we see this group of people failing to live up to God's expectations. And because they failed God, they saw the glory of God leave them. And God's will was not able to be established in them. And that's why then God cast him aside into the hands of the Gentiles. But nevertheless, that did not change God's heart. God still wanted to bring them back. And so he saw then in a small group of individuals that particular authority, the individual submitting to that authority. And when he saw that small group of individuals who was after God's heart, then he established them. We realize that it was not until the Lord descended upon this earth. Only then was the full authority of God's kingdom established. But when we come to the end of the Bible and we realize the full salvation plan revealed, when the God's will is fully established, we realize that the whole world has become the Lord's and the Lord's kingdom. If you are meticulous in your reading of the Bible, you realize that that occurs in many, many places. Unfortunately, we do not have the time to read through meticulously. But there is one thing that is unchanged, and that is God's heart continues to focus on this. God desires to establish His authority amongst His people. He desires to establish His people in His authority so that individual will submit to the authority of God. And through that group of individuals, we will display the glory of God. So we see this, the story of Ruth coming before God. We see that David is a man after God's heart. Even though David was the youngest in his family, nevertheless, God found satisfaction with this very small individual. God has anointed him and God made a covenant with him. In the passage we read in Psalm 89, we saw that. He says that I have made a covenant with my chosen one. And I have sworn it to David, my servant. I will establish your seed forever. And build up your throne to all generations. That this David shall be the king of kings. David, on the outside, seemingly is just one of the kings in the line of kings in Israel. And certainly the kingdom of Israel does not rank amongst the most powerful of kingdoms throughout history. But God says that He made a covenant with Him. That He shall be His throne shall be head over all. So that His throne will last to all generations. That His seed shall last forever. Now we realize that's only a shadow. The reality is found in the Lord Jesus. For only the Lord's kingdom will last forever. Only His throne will last forever. David was merely a shadow. He will merely reveal the authority of God. So that the authority of God will be established amongst God's people. So when you read the genealogy, you realize it's a very important genealogy. According to us, the story of Ruth seemingly ends with just Ruth. According to our standards, it's sufficient that Ruth ultimately ends up with Boaz and they live happily ever after. But the Bible doesn't stop there. It continues to lead us to the line of David. In order for us to realize that it is not fulfilling to God until God sees His kingdom established. And this king is merely a shadow of the kingship of Christ. And this kingdom is merely a shadow of the Lord's kingdom. So we realize that this particular book holds a very important place in the heart of God. In other words, the book of Ruth brings us into the kingship. This particular book points out to us, delineates the heart desire of our God.
人可以失败,
man can fail, man can be negligent of God's desire. But God's heart is never changed. He will never forget what he intends to do. He will continue his work even amongst the fallen man. And we realize that this book picks up from fallen man and starts his work there. God's heart was always for his people to submit under his own authority. The nation of Israel should have claimed God as their king. It's true that at this particular time, they have not yet been established as a nation, nor had they ordained for themselves a king. It was not until they came to Samuel later on that they requested for a king to be established for them. What did God say? God revealed that, oh, it's not that they don't want you to rule them, it's just that they don't want me to rule over them. God wanted for his authority to rule over the people, but the people did not want to be ruled over by God. And that's why within all of Judges, we realize as we read through the book, is filled with chaos. Judges is filled with darkness, filled with defeat. And in fact, that is the very reality. Whenever we do not establish the Lord as our King in our heart, then we fall into chaos and darkness. And so we realize that that is the book of Judges. But we thank our God. That indeed God works according to what He has established. Yes, man has fallen. Yes, the whole nation has rejected God as their king. But even in the individual's heart, they rejected God individually as their king. But it tells us here there is a man named
Elimelech.
Now, the name of Elimelech means God is my king. Yes, God should be his king. But within his life, God has never been a king in reality. And so that's why within his lifetime, as the famine came upon the land, when that came upon Bethlehem, you see, you realize that at the beginning of this particular book, everything is very contrary. Because the name Bethlehem means the house of bread. Elimelech, that meaning should be, God is my king. But you realize that famine has come into Bethlehem. You realize that the kingship is no longer in this individual whose name was for God to be his king. And so when God's people fell into, famine came to God's people, it is because they rejected God, they were not willing to submit to God. It's because they left God. You remember in the recordings in Kings, the reason why rain did not come upon this earth is because man sinned. And the prophets tells us that's the reason why famine came upon the land. It is because the word of God was not revered. And so when we come to this particular point, it's because No one honored the authority of God. God could no longer reign as king. Elimelech should be a household whose king is God. But they did not permit for God to be king. So in this particular circumstance, they never came before God and asked for God, why is this happening? They never asked for God to change the circumstance. Instead, they took it upon themselves to find their own path. And so that's why Elimelech took his family and left Bethlehem. Now, if you are an individual who wants to immigrate to another nation, you have to have some sort of wealth. It's very, very seldom that the people would have nothing and they can immigrate. So Elimelech, his family should have some wealth to him. But they're looking what? At the circumstances. They did not consider God's heart in the midst of the circumstances. They try to find a way for themselves to resolve what was in front of them. So even though they left the land with wealth, just as Naomi said, I went out in wealth. But she returned later to the same place in poverty. They thought perhaps we can escape momentarily this particular hardship here in this land by going to the land of Moab. But an individual who does not have God as his king will always find a path to destruction. Whenever we decide to choose our own path for ourselves, then we will fall into this place. You can have many ideas, you can have many desires, but ultimately you realize God's blessing will not be a part of your life. Instead, what you have come to is a place of death. They thought that they would escape for the moment. Yet ultimately what happened was that he was buried there. Not only him, but his own two sons died in that place. So you realize that this is the ultimate end result of anyone who does not have God as their king. Elimelech is merely one story within the history of Israel. They did not permit for God to be their king. They sinned against God. So it seems that God's authority has no outlet through the Israelites. But we thank our God. We realize that God is still a God who works. From the history of the Israelites, we realize that because of the Israelites' defeat, and therefore salvation was given to the Gentiles. And God utilized the Gentiles to turn this whole thing around. And God was able to use the Gentiles to bring individuals back within the will of God. This also is our own personal experience. But when we look at this particular place, we realize God is such an amazing God. He is able to do His amazing work from the defeat and the failure of people. And this also becomes a very solemn reminder for us in our lives. Don't think that we are Israelites. For sure we will garner the blessings from God. We have a history with God, and so therefore I will be within the blessing of God. I have such a long history with God. For sure I will be blessed. There is no such thing. Rather, God would have them be made captives of another place. He would rather have them fall under the rule of a Gentile nation. God would rather see His own temple be destroyed outwardly. And still, so that God can do His own work.
神在地方提出一个严重的警告,
God has given us a very, very solemn warning.
我们在神的面前蒙恩典,
we are blessed.
我们需要持定在神的面前那种生活,
only when we hold fast to the life in the Lord.
我们需要在神的面前让神的而且在我们生命当中作王,
we must permit for God to be the king in our lives.
若不然的话,
do not permit for God to just work somewhere else.
神自己可以做他自己的事情,
for God surely will do His work.
神的祝福可以从别的地方来表现出,
for His blessing will be revealed and displayed anywhere He chooses.
因着以色列百姓的失败,
and it is all because the Israelites fell.
我们感谢神神的恩典临到这个外邦女子路德,
we thank our God because God's blessing came upon Ruth, a Gentile.
路德的这个背景实在是不能够蒙恩的背景,
now Ruth, her history does not deserve or permit for blessings or grace to come.
因为按照他们本来那个在神的话里面讲,
because according to God's words, her people were never going to be able to find the path of grace.
但我们感谢神,
but we realize then that God's path of grace does come upon her.
神的恩典临到这个地方,
and God's grace came upon this particular place in order for God to attain for Himself this particular individual. So that she is able to come before God. So that she might become a child within the kingdom of Israel. This truly is the surpassing grace of God. That through a defeat, a failure of man, God is able to reveal His work and establish it. But from another perspective, we realize that for anyone to be chosen by God,
被神所得着,
for anyone to be attained by God, there must be something for God to hold fast to.
我想路德怎么想都没想到,
never in her wildest dreams would Ruth have conceived the idea that she would become the fourth, the great grandmother of David.
这个神心意中的君王可以从他的里头而出来,
but it is through God's own design that this king will come through her. God's selection is a very amazing choice. God's grace is something that's beyond our comprehension. But from another perspective, we realize the reason why Ruth was able to be chosen by God is because there is something there for God to see and for God to value. Many times we say a group of individuals can be blessed with God's grace. It is solely because of grace. Indeed, it is solely God's grace that can happen. We have been blessed through our faith. Not of ourselves. All of it is because of grace. By grace we have been saved. And this is grace. And so today we have garnered compassion from God. We now have some understanding of God. We have now been given some blessing from God. This too has God's grace. If you read the Bible, you realize another reality. That any individual can be blessed by God, or any individual can receive the blessing of God, there must exist some reason that God sees. It's because God upholds this individual. God saw a particular point in that individual. That God was able then to shower His grace to this individual. He looked at Jacob, and what a devious man he was. In our minds, he never would qualify to be a blessing to be a recipient of the blessing of God. But you realize that in Jacob, the one point that separates him out 180 degrees from Esau is that he valued the treasure of the, being firstborn. He saw the value of the, being the firstborn. And even though Esau was the firstborn, it seems that God first granted this opportunity to Esau. But he belittled, despised that birthright. And for what he saw as an advantage for him now, for what he saw as an advantage in his circumstances, he was willing to sell off his birthright. And even though Jacob did not use a very glorious way to acquire this birthright, we realize that his heart was set on the birthright. And this is what God values. God saw the heart of Jacob. And so we see that when anyone is to be blessed by God, on the one hand, it is solely because of the grace of God that that can happen. But from another perspective, the attitude, the heart of that individual is extremely important as well. You look at Ruth. Yes, she is a Gentile. She is someone who is unworthy, undeserving of the blessing of God. But when the blessing of God came upon her, immediately she grabbed hold of it. When she was given the choice, she chose God's blessing. The Bible reveals to us, God remembers, continues to remember his people. And so therefore, God permits for this group of, his group of people to have food. Now, Naomi heard of the rumor that God has granted his people food. And so now, from the midst of hunger, she is revived. And she is willing now to turn back and go back to the people of God. And when she returns, in the process of returning, she looked and saw the two daughter-in-laws that she now had. You realize, if you look at the person of Naomi, she's a very good example for us. Even though she was a widow, she also saw that her two daughter-in-laws were likewise widows. But me, she's saying to herself, I'm already old. For them, they're still young. If they would just go back to their own country, that they are Gentiles. They are Moabites. If they come with me, people are going to despise them. They will not have a good future where I will be. And so for their sake, Naomi urgently ask for them to return to their own country. Continue to tell them, return, go back, go back. There is no future if you follow me. I already have lost my husband. And I have also lost my son. I don't want you to suffer continually in this type of hardship. You are still young. Your future is still, can still be bright.
弟兄姊妹,你有讀到一個這樣的婆婆的時候,因為家婆,你實在心裡很感動,對不對?
Brothers and sisters, when you read of such a character, such a mother-in-law, isn't that so precious?
你不會說,哎呀,你心就是我們的家人,死人我們的家鬼。
Don't think, oh, you're going to be in my household no matter what.
你一定要跟著我了。
I don't care. You come follow me wherever I go. I'm old already. I'm already an elderly, so you better come and support me. No, her mindset was continuing on the welfare of her daughter-in-law. For their youth. For the sake of their youth. Brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying so, but how many of us would take that attitude as Naomi? Never mind how many mother-in-laws would have that type of mindset for the benefit of their daughter-in-law. But think about within the household of God. How many of us think about the benefit? The benefits of our, the youth that's coming after us. But Naomi, she was thinking, what is most beneficial for the next generation? Now, of course, it follows that if there is such a mother-in-law, it brings forth such a daughter-in-law. It is because Naomi was the way she is, and therefore Ruth was the way she is. Even though Naomi had been stricken from God, nevertheless, Ruth was in that household. And she revealed a very beautiful picture. And Naomi affected both Ruth, both Ruth and Orpah. Naomi would have been an individual who established the testimony for her daughter-in-law's to see. And so as she urged for them to leave, the daughter-in-law didn't say, good thing, why didn't you tell me sooner? I would have left sooner. It's because you haven't said anything up to now, so therefore we couldn't say anything ourselves. No, when she urged for them to leave, she said, no, we are unwilling. They continued to weep because they did not want to leave Naomi. Don't think that that was just Ruth. Orpah was the same way. Orpah also could not bear to leave Naomi. Don't cast us away. Don't urge us to go. No matter what, we want to follow you. But yet Naomi continued to persist to tell them to go. But they did not want to go.
当然我们只能说,我以巴他到底是没有这个路得这样的坚决的心。
Of course, ultimately realized that Orpah did not have that persistence of a heart. And so ultimately, she did leave. Now, Naomi did not become angry because she left. But instead, she saw the beauty of Ruth. And so, Naomi turned to Ruth and said, your sister has already left. Why don't you go too? And Ruth says, do not urge me to leave you. Do not urge me to refrain from following you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your nation will be my nation. Your God will be my God. Such a beautiful paragraph. Such beautiful words. This is the type of person Ruth was. And God is able to use such a
person.
There is something that cannot be dismissed. And that is that here was an individual who thirsted after God. Here was an individual who had a heart to want God. When she followed Naomi, it wasn't just to follow that person externally. But what she wanted to follow was the God whom Naomi believed in. Your God is my God. Your kingdom is my kingdom. And so in her heart was God. For she had encountered this real God in the person of Naomi. A God that she had never seen before. And it is that God that captured her heart. Now Naomi, on the external speaking,
Why should she be followed? If she really was somebody worthy to follow, if her God really was a God that was worthy to be followed, then they wouldn't be in that situation in the first place. In externally speaking, she was stricken. She had fallen to such a low place. If her God was the real God, she wouldn't be in that situation. Naomi would not never have had the opportunity or the desire to come to our country. But thanks be to God. In Naomi, Ruth found a very precious matter. Something that verified that the God that Naomi believed in is the true God. This God of Naomi is totally different from the gods that her forefathers
worship.
From the gods that they worship, their own people worship, they were after their own benefit. In the past, we worship gods in order that we might gain. But what I saw in Naomi was that even in such dire circumstances, Naomi was willing to hold fast to this God that she believed in. So she was able to exhibit her faith through her life. So brothers and sisters, the question is, do we exhibit that faith in our lives? More often, whenever we think, oh, somehow God has slighted me, or somehow God's favor is that I have not found God's favor, then we're upset, we moan and complain. Why would I have to encounter, how much longer do I have to endure such a dire circumstance? If I'm a child of God, am I still going to be unemployed? Why is it that I have such a terrible job? Why am I stricken physically under such a terrible illness? Why do I have to suffer this type of hardship? We think none of these things are consistent with being a Christian. Sometimes when we encounter difficulty and hardship, individuals might forsake their faith altogether. But what is true faith? It is for us to encounter difficulties, then that we would exhibit what our true faith happens to be. What is the difference between other people and us? When everything is smooth sailing, there is nothing to display your faith. It's only when we are placing difficulties, when we are being tested. It is only then that your faith shines through. What place does God have really in your heart? Only then, under that circumstance, will that be revealed. So we see the life of Naomi. That her life captivated Ruth. Captivated her to bring her before God. Captivated her to a point where she wanted to acquire this God for herself. In order for this God to be her own God. So that's what she said, do not urge me to leave you. Your God is my God. Your people are my people. Wherever you go, I will go. And this is the heart then of Ruth. Brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, do we possess such a heart? Do we have such a desire to acquire the Lord? Do we have such a thirst for God? Brothers and sisters, our heart, the matter of our heart is an extremely important matter. We need to protect our hearts. Our heart needs to be geared towards the Lord. We need to have a thirst for the Lord. Only then will we be of any use to this, to our God. The very reason why Ruth was able to be of use for God, in order for her to be an individual to bring forth the kingdom of God, it's because she had a heart desire to live before God. She had a desire for God. She had a yearning for God. And because of this, God was able to bless her. And God was able to use her. Brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we fall into hardship, we need to realize it is because we lack that heart. It seems that as we continue our spiritual pursuit, things just happen. We become too loose and too casual. Oh, whatever. Anything can happen. It doesn't matter. God will never use us for that very reason. Brothers and sisters, this is an example for us. Not only an example, but a very beautiful example. God is able to use this vessel because she had that heart. Brothers and sisters, a more amazing thing. In several instances, in two particular references, the Bible tells us that she was young. It tells us that this elder, which is Naomi, blessed her youth. In other words, the vessel that God chooses, the people that God chooses to use, are the youth.
事实上我们会发现在神的这个话当中,
now, oftentimes, we find ourselves in this situation. Each time God chooses an individual, each time God uses an individual, you can almost say it will be a youth. It was during their youth that he was chosen, that God gained him. This then is a reminder for all of us who are young. God's plan, God's kingdom hinges on the youth. In other words, there is a responsibility for the young. But how many of us who are young have a heart to live before God? Now, even though sometimes we look at ourselves, we might have the vigor of youth. But we lack the heart of Ruth. We lack that heart that wants God. We lack that heart that treasures the kingdom of God. Ruth treasured the kingdom of God. Ruth treasured God
herself.
And this is what God treasures the most. And this thirst is what God thirst after as well. Not only does she have a heart that wants, but she has a heart that perseveres. She will persist and will not change until she gains what she deems as desirable. She said to Naomi, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you go, I will go. Where you are, I will be also. I will not change. And if you die, I will die. And more than that, I will be buried there as well. This is not a very simple thing. Her heart is so wonderful. To follow to the end. To persist until the end. Brothers and sisters, Lord calls us, come, follow me. The Lord says, where I am, he who serves will be also. We follow after God, but we follow after the Lord, but we need to follow him persistently. To continue to walk this path with the Lord. So that we will never swerve away from the Lord. Sometimes we follow and all of a sudden we're lost. Sometimes we follow and follow for a while and then we take our own path. Sometimes we follow for a while and we think, wait a minute, I can be master of my own destiny. But we see God's call to people.
神所能够用的人,
God, the only type of people who can be used by God are the individuals who follow, who perseveres in their following after the Lord. No matter the circumstance,
无论情况是怎么样,
no matter the situation,
但是我都是一直跟,
but I will follow the Lord.
你知道跟从这个拦我们, 这条路是不好走的,
we know that outwardly, even outwardly, this path that Naomi is taking is not an easy course to follow.
经历了贫穷,
they have experienced poverty.
经历了艰难,
they experienced hardship.
他在地方,
they go back to a place and all they're going to be doing is just servant's work. They were not swept into to their own place.
但是他是坚定不移的跟从人,
but nevertheless, she persisted to follow after Naomi.
她跟拿俄米形影不离啊, 一路都没分开。
She desired that she will never leave Naomi.
在第二章末了, 她告诉她, 她在路德克的地方拾取这个墨水。
It tells us at the end of Ruth, at the end,
她直到收完了大麦和小麦,
it tells us that she lived there until the end of the barley harvest and also the wheat harvest.
路德仍旧与婆婆同住,
and she, meaning Ruth, lived with her mother-in-law.
她没说, 啊,
she didn't turn around and say, oh wow, I've met this wonderful man in Boaz.
啊,
I can now find my own way.
哎呀,
so maybe I can just leave now.
她的确承诺,
no, she stayed according as she has said. She kept to her words. She stayed with Naomi. She did not leave Naomi. This tells us to follow after the Lord.
我们跟从主是怎样跟?
How do we follow the Lord?
我们是不是一直跟主在一起?
Do we continue to dwell with the Lord?
我们心是不是一直在主的地方?
Our heart, is it continually where the heart of the Lord is?
环境可以转变,
circumstances can change,
难处可以增加,
difficulties can increase,
没影响我们跟从主的心,
but it should not affect our heart towards God.
我们以为我们继续这样跟从,
we need to continue forward.
你看见神所用的很多仆人都是这样,
and that is the picture that we find, the testimony of various servants that God have used.
在大以利的时候, 你发现过大以利的三个朋友,
in Daniel, and we see that the three friends of Daniel, the circumstances can bring change. But they were now, because of the circumstances, to be thrown into the furnace. Just one small denial, they would not have to suffer the furnace. But they replied to the king and said, King, no, I will persist. Even though that is the case, I will not deny the Lord. I will continue to serve my God. And what they experienced was a miracle from God's hand. God then became their salvation. God revealed His glory through them. Not only them, that's Daniel as well. To continue to persistently follow after the Lord without any wavering, without any change. Brothers and sisters, we are ones who change so much. It's so easy for us to change
mistreatment.
It's so easy for us to change our attitude. It's so easy for us to change our path. But look, brothers and sisters, individuals who are truly used by God, their following after the Lord is the persistent following after
the
Lord. If she could have been like Orpah, follow after a while and then leave. Yes, Orpah also has tasted some blessing. But she was not viable as a vessel for God's use. God could not utilize her to bring forth His kingdom. But Ruth, she stood in such a beautiful place because of this very reason. She persistently followed the Lord. More than that, she was someone who was wholly devoted. Not only did she follow Naomi, whatever Naomi told her to do, she did. They came to a place. She knew that she could glean. I'm sure that her knowledge of it came from the stories that Naomi would have told her about their people and their history. And so she was well informed, and when she came to the circumstance, she knew that that was harvest time. And so she made this request that she would follow after the people there and to glean whatever was left over from the field. She didn't just make her own way. She asked Naomi first. When Naomi consented, she went. And then when she came upon the field of Boaz, she received the graciousness of Boaz. And so she came home and told Naomi. And so Naomi says, do not follow up after other people in other fields. And so then because of that, she remained in that same field. Naomi told her, oh, Boaz will be in that field tonight. Follow my words and go and uncover his feet. And then lie there. Now, the desire in Naomi's heart was for Boaz then to take, to become the protector of Ruth. Did Ruth say, are you kidding?
你怎样做人家家婆啊?
What kind of mother-in-law are you?
出这么巧?
What kind of scheme is that?
这么收家事你都叫我做?
Man, that seems kind of
contrary.
But no matter what Ruth, no matter what Naomi said, Ruth followed.
她就是这样.
And she did exactly as she was told.
在神的国度里面,
brothers and sisters, in the kingdom of God, amongst those who God chooses, this is what God desires to have. Absolute obedience. God's authority, when manifested amongst men, requires it. Absolute obedience. The reason why the people of God failed is because they did not have absolute obedience. Then therefore, the authority of God had no outlet. The beauty of Ruth was that she, no matter what the circumstance, she had absolute obedience. No matter what Naomi told her, she followed accordingly. This is such a beautiful picture. You might say, well, I'm willing to be obedient. But I'm going to be obedient to God. I'm not going to be obedient to anyone else. From our perspective, what good is Naomi? Naomi is not even deserving of her demanding anything from me. Outwardly speaking, what does she possess that I would aspire to? Now, there's lots and lots of reasons that we could bring up. Lots of words, verbiage. But ultimately, it only reflects the fact that we do not have absolute obedience. Because if we really want to learn the lesson of absolute obedience, then we would obey God in whatever the circumstance. God, we would accept whatever whoever God has brought into our lives. When God places us in this particular circumstance, or when God places these particular people around me, I will accept and be obedient. There was once a sister who came to speak with me in her workplace. Oh boy, my supervisor, he's terrible. He just picks on me. I'm better than a lot of the work than that he is. I said, yeah, well, outwardly it seems that you're pretty good. But the only problem is, he's your supervisor. And because of that, you have to be you have to follow his instructions. A lot of times, we think too highly of ourselves. Nobody's as good as I am. And so therefore, no one can measure up to me. In my heart, okay, I can submit to God, but only God. But in fact, when you say that, all you're saying is, I can say that I'm going to follow God, but I'm really going to be following my heart. But for anyone who is truly a vessel of God's use, that individual is willing to learn obedience from whatever the circumstance that God has placed him or her in. No, that he would not despise the authority of any individual that has been placed over him. Ruth obeyed Naomi because Ruth came to know this God. And it's because of that then that God was able to use Ruth. Now there are many more beautiful characteristics of Ruth that's worthy of our attention. We realize from this, just the story that we read, that she is a very conscientious individual. She worked from morning till night. But we realize what is most critical is that heart of that individual, that heart that persists. She wants the kingdom of God. She wants God. She has a heart that is steadfast, that is immovable. She had a heart that was a total obedience. And it's because of that, God was able to use her. And because of her, God then was able to change the destiny of this country, this nation. Throughout all of the age of judges, 450 some odd years, it's not that God did not reveal His grace. It's not that God did not remember His people. God raised for His people many judges in order for them to save God's people. But we see not one individual could qualify to be a vessel of God's use, to be able to bring about this kingdom of God. Only Ruth. Only Ruth, who is unseeming in our eyes. But only she was the recipient of such marvelous grace. And so in our hearts today, perhaps our circumstances is not so comfortable for us. We would want so much just to be able to change where we're at. Maybe we have seen so many different circumstances come about. But ultimately, the question is, what type of heart do you have? Can we be like Ruth? On the one hand, to be able to experience the grace of God coming upon me. Today, I am here because of the grace of God. But on the other hand, to realize I need to have a devoted heart, consecrated heart. No matter what the circumstance, I will persist
To love God and God alone. To value and to treasure God. To value the kingdom of God. I will persistently follow after him. And I will learn this lesson of obedience. We are certain that just as God waited for someone like Ruth,
400-some-odd
years, if Ruth had come about earlier, that the days would have been short. Maybe it's such a long span of darkness has come about, but nevertheless, God continued to wait, waiting for such a vessel to come forth. Before the Lord returns, the Lord continues to wait in a likewise manner, in hopes that there is an individual who will be like Ruth, who have such a heart, to have such a persistence, steadfastness and obedience, in order for the will of God to have an outlet, in order for the authority of God to be revealed. May our hearts then turn back to God, that we would become vessels in God's hands. Don't belittle yourself. Don't think that we're such a weak group of people. We're like Ruth. We are merely individuals receiving the grace of God. We need to be vessels with a willing heart. Just a small female. But nevertheless, God used her. May the Lord continue to speak with us, that we would all be given, blessed with His grace. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Our God, indeed, when we come before you, we prostrate ourselves to worship you. Lord, we thank you. You have loved us. You have compassion upon us. Your blessing has been showered upon us. You have caused us, individuals who are so undeserving of such grace, to have an opportunity to be able to come before your very presence. And you have established such a beautiful relationship with us. Lord, may you utilize these words that have been spoken to be of help to us, that we might be able to see your heart, that we would have a desire that your kingdom would be revealed, that your authority and your will be established here on earth. Lord, we are unable, but you are fully able. Lord, you are able to change our hearts. You are able to change our entire being. Lord, grant to us a heart that thirsts after you, a heart that stubbornly, persistently, steadfastly follows after you, a heart that is willing to be obedient to you. Lord, indeed, we are of little power, little faith. But we know that if we are willing to consecrate our hearts before you, then you can use us. Lord, may you in this end time find satisfaction. May you continue to bear forth your blessings to us. Hear our prayers. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.